This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All righty then.
What do you got for us there, Croak Cousins?
Damn. It's good. This guy's good.
Point for Tobin!
Leroy, your camera's pointed at the other wall.
Leroy.
Step on into the mixed bag. Step right up here, Frog Boy. What do we got?
Step right up. I'm a kind of a buck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have officially found out what the scariest thing in the world is. No, it is not the boogeyman. No, it is not being audited by the IRS. And no, it is not Leroy's right foot. Instead,
says a guy who could lick his eyebrows.
That hurts, but we'll move on graciously. Aiden Hutchinson.
Ah, your fellow Wolverine.
Wolverine Detroit Lion defensive end. Says that him and Myles Garrett, the guy who requested a trade from the Browns, have discussed playing together.
Really?
Just the idea of those two.
Scary.
Absolutely scary.
Anything like it.
I know. I was talking to him. We were at the honors, and we were just talking about what could be, and although it's probably unlikely, I think I would be thrilled to play next to him if it were to happen. But our whole D line would be like just totally elevated, and we would. That'd be a scary defensive line. And we get along, too. I think I've seen him these last few years at different things. He texted me after I got hurt, which, I don't know, it was just a cool thing. Guys outside of your own team who reach out to you, I think. So I think he's a good dude. Yeah. And if he does, great. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would say so. That would be, if a team is going to go all in, like if you're the Detroit Lions, you've been this close. If any team
you're
is
going
go
all in with that guy.
Yeah, dude. Like that would be, didn't they trade for a Browns? They trade for the other dude last year.
Zadarius, Tony. Not Zadarius Tony.
But they traded, I know they traded for the other guy.
Yeah, his number's 99. So why would he want to go there? And
I mean, he's Myles Garrett, baby.
He's a giant.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
It's a giant.
In the mixed bag, I have a little bit of Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh.
The Panthers star and captain of the USA team echoed a sentiment that you guys in the Hockey Hornet discussed earlier.
Like David Dwyer said, hey, thanks for coming on. He just sends me back a hornet emoji.
This tournament could potentially boost the sport of hockey within America, America. And the youth. As he mentioned in the earlier interview, if you had an opportunity to see it, his son stayed up watching the game, and I feel like a lot of youth is taking notice to the action going on the ice. Even Matthew Tkachuk had some words about how this could affect the young up-and-comers.
You like hockey or not, you know, I think we've gained, you know, our team's helped grow the game here in this country already, and I think a win could just, you know, knock that door right down and open up a whole new wave of hockey players throughout the whole country.
Dope.
That is pretty cool. He's taking a lot of pride as the voice of America.
Totally is.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Old Captain America himself.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate, though, unfortunately, on the opposite side of the ice. One of many teammates on the opposite side.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinder, Sam Bennett. We love Matthew Tkachuk. Mr. Bennett here details what it's like playing against old Chucky.
Yeah, I've played with him for a long time. I know what he's all about. I know, you know, he's a heck of a competitor, and he cares. He wants to win, and yeah, he's a great competitor. So, you know, I got nothing but respect for him.
Frosty.
That was frosty, dude.
Frosty, dude.
That was frosty.
Listen. There's no co-Panthers right here. That seems like we are two opponents going at it.
Yeah.
Frosty, dude. I like it.
You too.
I like it. Tonight is going to be exciting. It is going to be exciting watching.
They return to the ice very quickly, though.
Yeah, they're back out at Saturday.
That's crazy.
They're back outside the Panthers practice right now and then tomorrow.
Right now.
And then they host Seattle. Yeah, Panthers and Heat are both practicing at the same time right now.
As usual. Similar schedules.
Per usual. The Heat return tomorrow. They actually fly out to Toronto in a couple hours.
Man, I feel like I don't feel bad for them. But look, my team just got done with the championship.
Hmm?
Short summer. Now you got a short all-star break.
It's weird. Like,
it's crazy.
They've crammed a lot of stuff.
I think Maurice is going to be smart about it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a game like he just says, hey, you know,
yeah,
Chucky, take a seat for tonight. You know, he's got a very good pulse of that. Like, nobody understands. But also, you know, I'm sure Tkachuk's going to be flying high, too. Like, if he's able to pull this off.
True.
And so would Reinhardt or Sam Bennett. I'm going to be happy for them, too.
I'm not as happy for Canada, but, you know, I'd be happy for them, too.
Like, you're American first in this, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, I was Finland first off because they were plus 1,000. But tonight I have bet on the Tkachuk brothers. Maybe a little hedge on the Rhino.
Mm.
A little hedge.
Yeah.
All I got to say is if the U.S. wins, when the U.S. wins, look out, elbow room.
Woo!
Look out.
Look out. He's going to be, you're going to see Matthew Tkachuk in an American.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Speedo in the Atlantic Ocean.
What do they get for this? Well, it's a cup, obviously.
It's like a cup. It's not as cool as the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's the Four Nations Cup.
Nah, it's okay.
I don't know. Who do you think gets it? Like,
gotta go to the captain, right?
But the captain's Austin Matthews, and he plays for Toronto.
What?
That's a little bit of a weird scenario.
Get out of here.
Like, are all these guys going to be hate? Boo! Like, Hellebrook plays for Winnipeg. Like, boo!
This is rough.
We hate you!
How could you do that to us?
Brady Tkachuk, boo!
The Tkachuk family should hold the cup.
I agree. I think Keith Tkachuk should just drink beers out of it.
That's right. That's his personal cup now.
It should just say, number one hockey dad.
Oh, God.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Stephen A. Smith.
Ah.
Lightly touched on this recently. I want your guys' opinion on his words here about the face of the NBA and whether or not you believe it could be an international player.
Personal opinion is I don't believe an international player can be the face of the NBA. I know they're global iconic figures. Their popularity extends globally, but the NBA is an American-born sport, and it needs to resonate in America. And if it doesn't resonate in America, then it's not going to matter to America how you resonate beyond. And so that's just my mentality, UD. That's how I think about it. Not to say they can't be popular or what have you, but I just think about it that way.
Oh, yeah. Spoken like a true American.
It's also a ridiculous take.
Like, right, it is, because guess what? Who's the face of the NHL? Who's the face of, you know, I get NHL's Canadian,
mm-hmm.
right? But they don't have a problem having a Canadian as the face of the NHL.
I think I think it speaks more to like who is going to be the next great American star. I think is something that you could put up. But like to say like Luka Doncic can't be the face of the NBA, dude, the sports world.
Or Wimby?
Yeah,
did you see how people hyperventilated when Wimby came into the league?
I just don't think that. I don't think it. I don't believe that take.
Here's why it's flawed. It's flawed for this reason. Because one of the things that all of the American superstars do, the first thing they do, go to China, go to Europe, do all those things, right? And they're stars over there. Imagine how a local person, a person from Europe, how they're going to treat them over there.
Right.
So, now I can't agree with that. I think
the thing that's crazy is there's not, to be, like, if what he's looking for, there hasn't really been an American, I think since Zion, really,
that has thought
is our guy watching him into the league. Like, not even Ant had that. Not really. Right. Not really. Ja, I think everybody saw his run in March Madness, but Zion was the dude. Like, maybe Cooper Flags would be that intangibles. I don't know. But
if Cooper Flagg is the guy, then we're going to have a whole nother conversation.
Hmm?
Stephen A. going to have a whole nother conversation.
What's up?
You know what the conversation's going to be. We already see it. We already know.
What would that be?
Intangible.
What about it?
I said it.
It's pretty good.
You know that's the conversation.
I get it, but like,
that's going to be the next conversation, which I also don't believe. Because I got to tell you right now, Joker is huge in basketball, but he's not as personable as some of the other guys. But if Luka won a chip,
oh man, for the Lakers, right. Yeah, I think it's
right. It's not like, come on, man.
I mean,
if Wimby won a championship,
if you saw how the fans reacted in Dallas to that, right. Just how the sports world reacted. Right. No, there's just no way. Like, you can't say an international player is not the face of the NBA.
I'm not,
couldn't be. And, like, nobody's been LeBron, and that's true. Like, LeBron has literally been one of the biggest sports figures since he was 17 years old.
Right, but where you see, here's the problem with all of this. LeBron is an anomaly, right? He is not a guy who normally would garner this amount of attention for this long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been a superstar for more than half of his life.
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen.
But also, like, was propped up like he's going to be the face,
right,
of the league.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Like, I think that's the thing, is like, who is the kid who's, like, if you're going to say from our pool of college basketball players or high school guys coming up, like, who's going to be that guy? I haven't really had a guy since,
right.
Since,
you know, why? Because out of high school, they're going to G League, and then you don't hear from them.
Or they just hasn't been there. Like, the guys that we heard from are foreigners. Like, it's been everybody tanked for Wemby and Luka. Like, those were the right. People were talking about Luka in the Euros as 15, 16 years old. Like, this guy's going to be the thing. Everybody was tanking for Wemby.
By the way, one of the reasons why you're seeing this influx of European players is because they have programs in all of their sports that are unlike the NFL, the NBA, or whatever. So that means you can be a pro at 15, 16 years old, and you're playing with grown men before you even get here. And so the scouting, the evaluation of these players are against grown men. Not a guy that you're 4 inches tall in and it can jump over. And I think a lot of times we see that athletic ability in college and it doesn't always transfer to the NBA. Whereas you see the European players, they're playing against grown-ass men already.
Take a break here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.